The movement is just over 5 years old, and you may have heard of it. It's called Dressember, and it's a simple enough concept. Every December, women across the world wear the same dress every day in an effort to raise awareness about human trafficking. Blythe Hill is the creator. Here she is giving a TED Talk about it earlier this year.
I'd like to tell you how a dress can change the world. That probably sounds like a bold statement, but I want to walk you through why it's not so crazy. First, I need to back up a bit. It was around 2005 that I started learning about human trafficking. I learned that slavery exists in every city in the world, around every major sporting event, in brickyards and brothels, truck stops, massage parlors, and many other places. It's estimated that over 35 million people are currently trapped in slavery in our world. Of that number, 50% are children, and 70% are women. Slavery takes many faces internationally, from the forced labor of the garment industry to the sex tourism of underdeveloped nations. The global commercial sex trade is the fastest growing criminal industry in the world. It is massive, and it is thriving.
You can find a link to the rest of that TED Talk at WUIS.org. For now, we turn to a local woman and Montessori teacher named April Mays. She's participating this year, as she has for the past few. She tells us about her experience taking on human trafficking in this unique way for an entire month.
You know, you get dressed and you put on awareness, you know, like as you get dressed, it can become like a ritual. All right, here I go. Getting dressed for the day. I'm getting prepared for the day. And I'm thinking about not just myself, but the world, you know, which is kind of funny because it's sort of egocentric in some ways. Fashion is egocentric. But I'm going to take something that is about me and I'm going to move it beyond me and think about softening my heart. This is for me, softening my heart to things that break my heart, you know, and not just thinking about the laundry and the dishes and racing through the season or life or my job, but thinking beyond myself. My other personal goal was to try to find different information, different statistics, you know, like Highway 55, I guess, is a pretty major thoroughfare for human trafficking in the U.S. These are all facts I haven't, like, researched and documented, but I just heard that, and I thought, that goes right through my hometown. You know, there are people that we don't know about, and it's scary, and it's unknown, and things like during the Super Bowl, that's a very high traffic time, and that's the domestic, that's our issue, that's the United States issue, although I think that the world is also our issue.
And so you've done this in years past in different ways, but this year you're trying to keep up with the goal of wearing the exact same dress every day for the month, right?
I did. It became more personal to me, I think, when a very dear friend of mine, my best friend, traveled to Kathmandu last year. And she's there now, and she's working with another friend that became a friend of mine. These two ladies, single ladies, in Kathmandu that are working with and supporting women who are working with and supporting women coming out of human trafficking. And I asked her, does fair trade really make a difference? I mean, have you asked yourself that? Does, you know, like somebody said, what is a livable wage here is different some places. Yes, I get that, but I think that that's part of fair trade is that it's the livable wage in that land. But I asked my friend, does fair trade really matter? Because I was trying to do it. And she said, yes, it really matters. When women aren't able to make a livable income, it really limits their prospects. My friend was a burn unit nurse, and so she was sensitive to that when she went to Kathmandu. And she visited a woman in the hospital that had her mother-in-law had poured gasoline on her and set her on fire because she didn't agree with the dowry. You know, and she said, this is not a rare thing, you know, that the value of life globally is low. For me, Dressember is about maybe not learning statistics and facts that I'm not that good at. I'm trying to read and grow in that area, but it's also about open up my heart to be broken. and to hear these really hard stories and to maybe identify with it. But it's quirky, which helps me to wear a dress because beauty and art and light and humor, these are things that I think help us get through the dark things. You know what I mean?
And you've made a go of it, and you've had some snags, to say.
So I found out in November that there was the Dressember dress, hand-woven by women in Nepal that were coming out of human trafficking, and I thought, okay, I want that dress. The size, the extra-large size that would be guaranteed to arrive by December was the size that I am in my head. And so I thought, it'll give, right? Well, no, it was hand-woven. It looked like a linen. It was beautiful. Well, actually, when I saw it, I thought, oh, dear, that looks like scrubs. It looks like a black scrub. And it had pockets on the side. I'm like, oh, yes, pockets. How are... No, it looks like scrubs. And so I was a little concerned. And I reached down to pick up my socks on Saturday and ripped a little rip. And then by Sunday evening, the rip was pretty big. But my friend Kat also is very handy and crafty. So she said she could repair it.
So what's the feedback been like from people who have seen you doing this?
You know, I'm surprised. I forget that people might see me on Facebook, which is where I guess you saw. Got other people say, oh, I was thinking about joining you, but I just don't know. Or, oh, that's an interesting choice. My housemate Kat, she's decided to wear the same dress all month. A dress that she already had, and we didn't have dialogue about it. She just did. It's like, oh, I'm joining you. And I've had other people say, oh, I want to join you. And so that's surprising and wonderful and daunting.
What about, you know, the logistics here? I think some people are like, what the heck? How do you wear the same article of clothing for a month straight?
People are noticing because I'm writing about it, not as much because they're noticing what I'm wearing. I think we as Americans, we wash things a little bit more than a lot of international people might do.
It's crazy to me because I have gone on a few trips where it, like, you take a backpack or mm-hmm. else you're going to mm-hmm. have some issues.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, it's like I wear the same shirt until it's stinky or really messy. And then coming Christy. Home, I'm like... I'm expected to wash this just because I wore it once.
Right. So I think I was going to try to do it every 3 days. And I was surprised. It dried really quickly. I didn't want to put it in the dryer. so I put it on a hanger near a ceiling fan, and it was dried within a couple hours. It's so funny what derails us. So I had in mind I was going to wear this dress. I have more than 30 scarves. I have a lot of, and so it's sort of like a way for you to kind of
accessorize
with things that you have that you forgot about.
Any parting words here when it comes to your experience thus far with being a part of Dressember?
There are a lot of complex issues, and I think the easy thing to do is to get busy and to get calloused. And I think that for me, I want to start with just being more open to stuff that is hurting other people and just to listen. When you attach it to something that you have to do every day, you can say, all right, there's something heartbreaking in the world and I don't know what to do about it, but I'm going to stop and think or pray and open up my heart and my mind to this.